Good evening. First, we have breaking news. Prosecutors dropped the remaining charges against the officers in the Freddie Gray case, bringing an end to the case without conviction. Thank you for watching Christian World News CWN. Today is Wednesday, July the 27th, 2016. Pope Francis begins the 5-day visit to Kraków, Poland for World Youth Day. The Pope reached Poland on Wednesday. He is scheduled to preside over the World Youth Day, meet the Polish president, and visit the Auschwitz concentration camp and hold a series of masses. I do apologize for destroying those words. A federal judge has granted John Hinckley Jr., the man who shot President Ronald Reagan in 1981, full-time release from St. Elizabeth Hospital in Washington, D.C., where he has been in treatment since the shooting. Tonight, the President of the United States of America is set to speak at the National Democratic Convention after the major walkout last night when Bernie Sanders left the stage. It emptied a lot of seats, which was seen on national and local news networks and including the social media networks itself. This is the setting stone on what to be shown next on the Sanders protest movement. Also, the IRS confirms review of Clinton Foundation following the congressional request. Commissioner John Crisklin told Representative Marsha Blackburn, Representative of Tennessee, the AC was reviewing the foundation records after House Republicans accused the charity's corruption. Man, that's a lot of news so far. It's pretty juicy today, isn't it? I tell you what, there's a lot more news where that came from. And also, Need a Breed is doing something very special these days. Let me tell you what's going down. In Nashville, Tennessee, Hard Love, the latest release from Atlantic recording group Need a Breed, is the top-selling album in the country, entering the SoundScan Billboard Top Current Album chart at top number one, with sales exceeding $46,000. That's a lot of money, huh? Happiness hit the top five in Christian Hot AC chart and amazed over 4 million streams on Spotify. We'll be right back in just a few minutes after words from our sponsors with more news.
A plain English overview of small business VoIP. Everything the small business owner or manager wanted to know about voice over IP protocol, but were afraid to ask. VoIP is everywhere, and if applied to your small business properly, can save you money while enhancing your efficiency and overall productivity. This article is written by Scott Bernhardt, Cisco Certified Voice Professional, CCNA, CCNP, Cisco Express Foundation Design Specialist, and Small Business Owner. This is not a guide written on VoIP for experts. This is a guide on VoIP for small business owners written by an expert. Easy to read, this paper explains in easy to understand concepts the complex technical issues of VoIP, and more importantly, how it applies to your small business phone system. Today, small businesses can save money and at the same time enhance communications. It's all explained in detail and in plain English here.
Hello, I'm Christian Evans. I lost nearly 200 pounds without any diet pills or surgery. I feel way better than I did when I was this guy right here. Believe it or not, I'm the same person, but a different mindset. I'm more energetic. I'm more healthier, and I have the best outlook on life than I've ever had in my entire life. I want you to have this same good feeling like I have. I have a program for you, and it's called the Christian's Weight Success Starter Program. Direct message me to learn more.
We're back live. Hashtag me, CWN live. Main event's coming up, but first, check our brand new broadcast on CWN Sports. They got their own YouTube channel and also their own podcast. It's a sports movement that I never seen before. Again, that's CWN Sports. We'll be posting a link after this newscast. In Bronx Zoo in New York, Fairy Penguin was born at the New York City Zoo for the first time in zoo's 120-year history. The fairy penguin was bred at the zoo and hatched on May 10th. The Bronx Zoo has received a colony of fairy penguin from the Tacoma Zoo in Sydney, Australia in 2015. The Chicky Chick made its public debut on Wednesday. How about those Gilmore Girls? And this is the main event on tonight's news. Do you think Amy Schumer would be like me? Laura reprised by Lauren Graham as Rory reprised by Alice Bleakdale. The four-part event titled Gilmore Girls, A Year in the Life premieres on November the 25th on Netflix. It's only on Netflix. You might want to check that out. It's just around the corner, and we can't wait to see that show because we love Gilmore Girls. Well, that's it for me because the Democratic National Convention is on TV as we speak. I mean, of course, Charles Ramsey, the former commissioner, Philadelphia Police Department, 2007 all the way to 2015, is currently speaking. We are waiting for the arrival of the President of the United States. If he's not already there, he is set to speak sometime tonight as the primetime player. All right, that's a